Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Hey there, it's JVL. On The Secret Show with Sarah Longwell this week, we were together in person live. It was amazing. We were so excited. We talked about like everything, literally everything in the whole world. It's amazing. Here's the show.
That's not a real thing. Just tell me that's not a real thing. I can't handle that level of darkness.
It's not a real thing that people do, but it's right? A real thing that QAnon people talk say about, that, right, that Hillary Clinton does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Quite certain she doesn't do that.
Have you ever seen her not do it?
I have seen her not do it.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
You were saying about QAnon. The worst thing that all this happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So they used to have like this, the blanket accusations of the pedophilia stuff, but now it's just an assertion of chaos, an assertion of everything is terrible, ruining America. And I just need people to show their work on that. And I do think the border's where they'll go, but like, this is why Republicans really need to do something about the border, because the Democrats and Joe Biden, like, they put up a solution.
It's something. Headline.
Oh, this is the third one.
Tuberville acknowledges, quote, hard situation for women after Alabama IVF ruling. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville acknowledged the challenging situation some women face in his state after the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos are children and subject to legislation dealing with the wrongful death of a minor. I'm going to just read this as a straight voice. I'm not going to do any accents. That is a hard one. It really is, Tuberville told reporters.
God, he's CPAC. Almost British in this new voice of yours.
Because again, you really want people to have that opportunity, he continued. We need more kids.
Oh, that's good. Good Tuberville. That's the best Tuberville I've ever heard. Your accent, but his
when
position.
Asked again what he would say to women who would not have access to IVF, Tuberville said, that's unfortunate.
Ah.
So I am interested. We haven't talked about this.
We haven't.
So this is the beginning of Roe. We had a piece on this by Chris Truax. I think it was Chris Truax. I'm sorry if somebody else wrote this piece for us and it wasn't Chris, who said after Dobbs, you have to understand this isn't really about abortion. It's about birth control. That is the logic of where this goes, right? So Roe is overturned. Alabama goes to a heartbeat bill. Embryos are now given full legal personhood. And the next step is birth control that prevents embryo implantation.
Mm.
Now, I'm Catholic, so this all makes sense to me. I don't think a majority of Americans or even maybe a majority of Alabamans.
Are you against embryo implantation?
I mean, what do you mean by against?
I don't know. I mean, what is the logic? When you say you see the logic, what's the logic?
I mean, in the Catholic seamless garment of life logic, right? life is life.
Yeah.
That's the Catholic Church's view, right? I don't think that is a democratically, small d, democratically tenable position in 2024 America. Do you?
It's similar. I mean, to me, this is similar to the argument what most people do not agree that the second the sperm hits the egg,
us papists do.
That's good. Yeah. That's a tight line.
Very, very difficult, I think.
Yeah.
To assemble a majority coalition in support of that view?
I think so. And I will say one of the things about that that struck me as Tuberville was yawping is that when he kept saying this would be hard for women. So I would say abortion is something that very much disproportionately a woman has to bear. IVF is the woman still has to obviously physically bear the pregnancy, but it is something that is usually families are doing together. Like, it is not just women. It is not just an option women are looking for. It is what couples. So I had both my kids were born via IVF, and I am grateful that IVF exists. And the thing is I'll say it is an interesting conversation because there is, I remember when how much I was desperate for the little embryos to catch, mm-hmm. You want the embryo to come together so that it can be implanted. And, you know, anybody who's tried to get pregnant and has dealt with the heartbreak of a miscarriage and things is that the thing is that when you want kids and you're, you know, trying to start a family and you're going down the street, which by the way, and also yes, the majority of lesbians I know did this, but also I have tons of straight friends who've also used IVF to have their kids.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Because we're all older now having kids.
No, because the American economic system has pushed everybody to go to college and graduate school and pushed your earning back and pushed childbearing years and marital formation back. And so everybody, if not for reproductive technology advancement over the last 20 years, I did write a book about this, our fertility rate would be even lower than it is right now, which is quite low. And so...
So isn't the pro-life position that, this is helping people who want to have children have children? I mean, and honestly, there is a world in which if you said, hey, look, because there's this thing that happens with IVF, right, where you're working to create,
Viable embryos, right?
Right? And so sometimes if you have several, lots of viable embryos, they might destroy them when they're done. And it is true that much like miscarriages or lots of pregnancies that end after 4 or 5 days where mm-hmm. you don't even know you've had a miscarriage, whatever, that that people destroy the embryos because they're not going to use them. And I think that there is a world in which there's a civilized conversation about limiting the number of embryos that could created in terms of how many, kids are going to have, or even thinking about could somebody else use them who's dying to have a kid?
Do one at a time. I mean, the reason we do them in batches is purely economic. It's purely cost, right? And there are people I know very dedicated pro-life people who believe all this stuff, who have gone through IVF and done it one embryo at a time, but triples the cost. So they have to be very, very well off.
Yeah.
So you asked, what is the pro-life position? And the answer is I don't know, because 2 years ago, the pro-life position on COVID-19 was that it was the duty of senior citizens to die and to not be afraid of death in order to keep the economy running to help Donald Trump get reelected. That is a real thing that real conservatives said and argued and wrote in print. So if you're asking me what is the pro-life position, the answer is I don't fucking know anymore.
It's not really. It's who wrote that?
That was a Rusty Reno. Rusty Reno, the editor of First Things, the essential Catholic Journal of Ideas, wrote that. I think it was the Texas governor at the time was who said that it was the duty of people to go shopping and old people are going to have to,
No, they didn't say die. I'm sure they said we'll have to take precautions for themselves.
No, they said. I'm not going to find the receipts now because good show, short show. But no, but this is a thing that happened, right? And they said, why do we not? We can't be asked to wear masks just because some old person might get COVID and die.
But that's right? a question. So so your point is just that there's no consistency to the pro-life position. Because my question is just, why isn't the idea of more babies good? More people who are unable to have kids able to have them due to this.
Beats the hell out of me.
So like, but I will just say this, because the idea of eliminating IVF is about cutting off the ability of a lot of people to have children, including just people who have fertility issues, like not even just older.
I mean, this is a real question. I don't know who the constituency is for cutting off IVF. Because I don't even think most a judge did, right? So this is the Supreme Court. This is not it wasn't passed legislatively.
Right.
Right. I don't even think most of the traditional Catholics who would be against IVF would say that the answer to this is to legislatively prohibit IVF.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be their position. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure you can find somebody at Church Militant or something.
Yeah.
Who would say that? But the answer is none of this makes any sense, right? Why the pro-life position is also that we need to have a national abortion ban after 6 weeks, but also we cannot increase and spend a penny more on social services for mothers in difficult situations economically, right? That is the pro-life position. And it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
You should write a new book about why the pro-life.
Yeah, no, that's good. I should totally do that. That's a recipe to make my life better. All right, headline. Lara or Lara Trump? I think it's Lara.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I'm gonna call her Lara. Lara Trump says she thinks GOP voters would like to see the RNC pay Donald Trump's legal fees. So the new I don't know what her formal title is, but basically she is, like in the old Soviet system, every important military unit had a political officer who sat sort of outside of the command structure of the unit, but basically was in charge of the unit, right? Yeah. And so on a nuclear submarine, you'd have the captain of the submarine and his executive officer, and then the political officer, and the political officer had one of the keys to launch the nukes.
Well, what's funny about this thing where she's Lara Trump is now like the person in charge of the RNC is like the person. There's another person. Do you know that person's name?
Mm.
I don't. Like that's like Lara Trump, the minder.
Yeah.
Like is now the head of the RNC. And
but Hunter Biden's bad.
Yeah. Don't forget. Definitely.
Hunter Biden, Burisma.
No,
bad.
That's. And you know what? It is bad to have children who profit off their famous political parents' names by peddling the...
Is Hunter Biden in the DNC?
No. Peddling the illusion of access. That's why you got the Burisma job. So, like, it's like, that's grody. But, like, the fact that the Hunter Biden has become this obsession of the right after Donald Trump had just gotten done installing all of his children in the White House, except for the one we never hear about, Tiffany. Poor Tiffany. She never gets a good game. I mean, Lara Trump gets to run the RNC, and Tiffany, what does she get? But Eric and Don Jr., who I think now are barred from also doing business in New York City. I mean, actually, the one who made out the best is Jared, who got $2 billion from the Saudis.
Guys like Jared always make out best. Here, I want to read you a quote from Lara. Having someone like me in there, I think, will go a long way for people. I can assure you that my loyalty is to America, right? Republican Party.
I know what the next line is.
To my father-in-law, and I will make sure that every penny is used properly. So that's where we are, right? The loyalty that we want in the National Committee of our Republican Party is not to America, not to the Republican Party, not to voters, not to citizens, not to the great patriots. It's to Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump now, between E. Jean Carroll and the New York case, he owes like a smooth half bill. And so $500 million is a lot of money to come up with. George and I were in here earlier taping the other podcast. And I was trying to figure out from him, like, how does this get paid? Like and George making the point, like, this guy's a real estate guy. They are leveraged. They're not liquid. And so if he's not particularly liquid, like, where does he come up with $500 million right now? Or does he say, I'm going to go bankrupt, like declare bankruptcy to get out of paying. But like, that's optically bad for him because that's a personal bankruptcy he'd have to declare. It's not like before where it was a business bankruptcy. And so he's either got to declare bankruptcy or he's got to come up with that money or somebody's got to put a bond for it, which, as George pointed out, like, who gives Trump bond right now? Like, who says, like, yeah, I'm on the hook for this?
I don't know. We don't have a lot of time. But in your heart of hearts, do you really think that he ever pays $500 million? Hey again, it's JVL. The conversation went on from there. If you want to hear the rest of the show, head on over to Bulwark Plus and subscribe. We'd love to have you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.